Father in heaven, I'm so happy in you today. Thank you for your loving kindness. Oh, Lord, your joy is so glorious. Oh, praise you. Glory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I can't hardly talk. Oh, you're so wonderful, so glorious, so beautiful, so there's no way I can describe your glory. Father God, as I was sharing a few minutes ago about you've always been so wonderful, and I've lived through it, so I can say it, and I don't speak no lie. You know I don't. Lord, I speak the truth, and you know I do. Yes. Lord, I just give kamashitana mokupatana mashila. Glory. Lord, it's so wonderful, so glorious that you keep your word so completely and so absolute that it's beyond description. It's beyond the capability of normal man and normal woman to understand. But Lord, these 30 years, you have been supernatural. And I always prayed for that day that you would open up the windows of heaven and allow me to be able to share the things that through your spirit. And Father, you're doing it with great ease of your glory. And I just praise you and I give you glory. And I don't know how long that you're going to have me be able to do it. But Father God, I know that you're wonderful. You're glorious. And Father God, you've healed many, 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 many people. And I've seen even those who are facing death, I've seen you bringing them back many times. And Father, you're real. I've seen you heal iron. The oil was pouring out of them and you'd stop that hole if I don't know how you did it, but you did great, great and mighty exploits. And Father, I know you're special and that you would tell me things that would happen that same day. That same day, it didn't wait a week. It would happen that day within that realm of that 12 hours. It would happen and be just like you said. And it was so wonderful, Lord, that I can literally be a voice cry in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, because you're real. And I was in that conference at that time when you spoke to me that night and how truly wonderful God that you were. It was God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost in that meeting. And Father, I wish to do thy will today, and I am not puffed up because I am nothing, but I know that you're glorious and you're beyond description. And Father, people don't even know how wonderfully that you are. And you're the glory of the masters of all master. And you made this earth. You made everything. But you wish the people to come to that place that they can live with you forever. And what a wonderful conditions that you want to bestow your love upon your people. You want to bring them in that place of safety. You want to bring them in that place of joyful living and having that thrill that no one can throw your soul like Jesus. There is no one that can read our mail like you can. And Father, we just give you praise. We give you honor. Father, I just praise you. I feel the glory, the tingling of your glory upon me this day. And I feel that oneness this day. And Father God, I am a misfit without you, Lord God. And Father, you make this misfit come to life. And Father, we thank you for that deity that you're so real. You're so faithful. And I pray for America this day. I pray for those people out there this day that's hearing this message. And truly, I can tell you all out there that's listening to me right now that God is very special. He is very faithful. And he will keep his word. He will let you know and he will never be off one quarter of a shadow of turning. He is always on time. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's proven it to Brother Freedom. And I know it and I can say it with absolute surety and testify in the truth that it's real. It's beyond anything that I can imagine. He is beyond the heavenlies. He is glorious. And God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost have always kept their word. And I can respect them. And I know that they're real. And mankind has done many foolish things to me. They did things and I was ashamed that they did it because God would take care of me. But yet I know that God is real and mankind fail. Mankind tell you things that they want
to use you, and they don't keep their word. But God, you always keep your word, and you're always faithful. And I don't know why anyone in this world would want to take the teaching of men over your teaching and over what you offer for us, over what they can give you. And I know that their things are inspired by the enemy, and I don't want anything that the enemy has. I don't want anything inspired by the enemy. I don't want it either. And I only want thy will be done. I want to save. That's the Spirit of God. I want to walk in your victory, in your wholesomeness, in your glory. And Father, I just give you praise, honor. I pray for great miracles this day. I believe that this service today is going to be a service of miracles, of great things that's going to take place. And I pray that you do a mighty work within your people this day, because many things cannot be accomplished because of unbelief. Too many of your people are walking in the realm of the unbelief, and they never come into that place walking by the Spirit. They don't really understand it, but it's a very special way. It's a very safe way. It's a way prepared for the saints of God, that they might receive that inheritance that fades not away, that they will walk in safety. They will walk in victorious living. They will walk in unity by the Spirit of God, and they will walk, the angels walking with us on our side, where the God is leads us there, where the angels will be as ministers and spirits sent to minister for the saints of God. And Father, I count it a privilege to say, I count it as a milestone above anything that I could ever achieve in life itself, that you're real. Many people think I lie, that I don't tell the truth, but I am. You know me. I don't speak lies. And Father God, I pray for those who've come against me, and I pray that you forgive them what they've talked about me and what they assume that I'm at. And Father God, let them know that I am real in you this day. And Father, I pray for a mighty blessing upon your people. Father, I pray that you touch those ones, all those ones that have slandered my name. I pray, forgive them this day. And Father, I pray, I don't owe no bad feelings at all for all that have said anything about me. I have a perfect love for these people. And it's only your love that can have me complete that. And Father God, I pray for your people. I pray mightily. I feel sorry for your people that do not know. They don't know because they've never been taught. And Father, this day I pray that this time here that comes two times a week, Father God, that you'll speak to your people in such a liberal way, in such a wholesome way, and a very satisfying way, that they will start learning that you're real, that you're literally above reproach. You're above in any manner of any person, above all calibration of any society, anything that's imagined. You're above that, and you know all things, and you are all things. And Father God, I know that you want to speak to your people, letting them realize that you're coming soon, and you wish all mankind to be ready. But Father God, you and I know that they're not ready, and I pray that you'd be merciful. I pray that you'd bring them into a place of where they're not going to live in a devil's hell. Father, I don't care what if they just barely get in. I wish them, all your people, to come in, at least get in to the outer circle. Let them not even get in. Let them not come to that devil's hell, which is a terrible place. And Father, I pray for your manifold blessing here this day in a mighty way. And Father, I pray for those ones out there right now that need that healing touch. I pray out there from your head, from the very from the very crown of your head, the very sole of your feet, America, be healed this day. Father, for those that believe, can believe right now, they're going to receive a great healing in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, I feel the glory of God. Touch your people. Tony, be touched. Those out there, those sisters, be touched. Those that boy is in Arkansas, be healed this day right now in Jesus' name. I claim healing out there for miles. It doesn't make any difference where you are. You can receive your healing this very second, because God is not a respecter of persons. God's moving by His Spirit. It's not by might nor by power, but by God's Spirit. It's His Spirit that does it all. And just come under His umbrella, and He will touch you this very moment, and He will heal you. He will save you. He will forgive you. He will give you a new start. He will give you that joy unspeakable, full of glory. You'll never be the same. No longer you will have that everlasting volcano of glory upon you, and you'll feel the eruption of the Spirit of God upon you to deliver you and set you free, that you can walk honestly in the day that we're living in, walking in the liberty of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, walking in love, walking assuring that God is real, that He is faithful. He'll never let you go. You can walk in His great umbrella of love. And Father, we just pray for a mighty blessing upon this service today. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus, the name above every name. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in the 91st Psalm, the second verse, it says, I will say of the Lord that he is my refuge. Our words, we're snared by our words. We're justified by our words. Our words many times bring a snare to us, and that snare means that we're not doing what the will of God. We're not in tune with God. We're a snare. We're not bringing that pure river of water. We're causing someone to fail because of us, because we're not where we should be. And that's what's happening to mankind in this world today, that people are not where they should be with God. They practice to doing the things of God, but they've never done it by the Spirit of God. With that way, they're doing it through their own heart, the intent of their heart. They're walking in the leverage of the lowly man. And there's no protection. There's no guidelines, because this world is full of sin. It's full of corruption. It's full of disease. And that's why when you start getting these areas, that's why people get sick. That's why people get frail. They cannot cope with life itself. Their mind is not, it doesn't fit for the things of this world. And through that, they become alienated with the things of God, but united with the things of this world. The things that the Bible says, love not the world, the things of this world. But any man loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. This world passed away, the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So the things of this world has a taint on it, a coloring on it, that offsets the privileges of God. God has manifold privileges. God's got manifold blessing. He's got glory beyond glory. He comes in and he favors us. He shades us, and we can see his handiwork every day. He speaks this world into existence. It stays in existence till the time of that day when he'll say it, that's done, and it will fall apart at that time. God's that way. He does it exactly true. He's on time. He never misses a beat. He's always there to help you. He's there to strengthen you. He's there to lift you up. He's there to encourage you. He's there to give you victory. He's there to give you counsel. He's there to give you manifold blessings when everything's going wrong. He's there. It's you're more than conquerors through him that loves you. We're more than conquerors because God is on your side. If he be for you, who can be against you? God's there to ensue that you're ensue righteousness. You're going to follow the things of him, and that's what he wishes for. But many of us, we go on our own various ways, and pretty soon we're sidelined. We're a disappointment to our Father. We're a disappointment to Jesus. We're a disappointment to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can't even live in us no longer because we're so ugly that what we have within it doesn't have that perfume of glory. And we lose that wholesomeness, and that Holy Ghost has to leave us. He moves away from us. Pretty soon we're on our collision course with hell itself. We're going to miss out on the things that God's given us because we forgot we have to stay with God day by day. We have to say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. We have to say daily that I will confess my sin. I will call upon God and he will hear and answer my cry. Call on me and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God's here to supernaturally bless us, to enrich us, then help us in all aspects of this life, that we will not be deceived, that we will walk in his fullness. The Bible says, in the last days many shall be deceived, and that's what's happening in the church today. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is being deceived from the pits of hell. It's coming in and shiny things, and it's great attire, and it looks glorious on the outside, but inward it's cankerworm, it's ugliness, it's defiled, it's beyond the imagination of the eyes, that you cannot see what the draw that's coming in to many of our places of calling vessels of God. God wants a supernatural change, supernatural cleanup, that we're cleaned up from the very crown of our head, the very sole of our feet, that we don't take allegiance from no man, no one, but only God. We get our assignment from him daily. We get a daily assignment daily, that he will never leave us, he'll never forsake us, and we have to walk in his surroundings, in his benefits, in walking in his joy, walking in his leadership, that we've taken up the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we will not be enemies of the cross. Many people are enemies, and they're Christian enemies of the cross of God. It means they're coming against the work of God. And when you come against the work of God, you're coming against the Spirit of God. And when you come against the Spirit of God, you're coming against God himself, because he is the Spirit, and we must worship him in this day in spirit and truth. There is no way that we can worship him in ourselves. There is nothing within our framework that's capable of supplying the need that we need in our own situation. And that's why we walk in the Spirit, that we not fulfill the lust of the flesh, that we receive our benefits from heaven's shore, that we align ourselves with not the things of this world. We align ourselves with this precious word. We align ourselves with the glory of God, that any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. From the things that passed away, behold, all things become new. I will set my eyes to hills. What's come my help? For my help comes from the Lord. Our help comes from this living word. This word becomes living word. It becomes a living inspire of God that benefits us, helps us. It will lighten your life while you're here. It will give you joy unspeakable while you're here. It will give you great trust in God. And when you trust God, God will open the limits. There will be no more limits on you. What happens? That's why many people don't go and run a war with God, because they can't trust Him. They cannot trust Him. They have limit switches. And the limit switches are like in the natural. It stops the vehicle. When you put that limit switch in, it kills the system. And that's what's happening. The system is getting killed. The system is being defiled. The system is not walking in alignment with God. It's walking in alignment of this world. It's coming to the course of this world. It's coming to the principle of the earth. The spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. In times fast, we've all been there. But God says, come out from among them that we might be separated people, that we might be a holy people. God's calling the church to come out of this mess, and we want to live in this mess. And God says, come out of this mess, and I, the Lord thy God, will salvage you, and I will bless you, and I shall anoint thee, and I shall move upon thee mightily, for my spirit is love, my spirit is gentleness, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, patience, all the good things that God is. And when we don't have it, we're at the wrong door. We're feeding ourselves at the wrong department. We find ourselves in the back door of something that God has not instituted, and we're not taking our feeding from the Lord. God has an open door, like a mighty robe to each one of a robe that comes upon us, and that robe furnishes us. It clothes us while we're here, and we're clothed in righteousness. We're clothed in holiness. We're clothed in right speaking. We're clothed with the anointing from God, and we say, thus saith the Spirit of God, it shall come to pass. God's here in a mighty way. He's here to lift you up. He's not here to scare you. He's here to make you a child. Be not afraid, for God is with you. People need to be afraid when they're out of context with God. God is the answer. He is beyond reproach. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, not of a sound mind, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. God cares. God cares. Church, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, or you're going to be finding yourself waking up in the wrong side. And that wrong side, you'll never get out of it. It's an eternal home. It's a bad home. It's a bad place. You're going to go there. You're going to go there because God wants you saved. God wants you on fire. God wants you to be above reproach in this last days, that you might rekindle, that you might be alive in the things of God, dead in the things of sin, but alive unto God, alive, having the Spirit of God upon you in a supernatural way, that you can walk up right before God, walk in His visitation, and God will visit your heart. He will not let you go. You come His way. But you must choose this day. America, out there this night, you must choose which way you wish to go. It's sad that many people, or in the clergy, have taught many people wrongfully. But that's still not going to save them at the day, because God has not been the one that's caused them to fluctuate from the Spirit of God. Truly, the Word of God says, many in that day there would be many pastors and leaders. The Old Testament talks about it, says the Spirit of God. And they would cause the people to fall. And that same Spirit's in the world today. The Antichrist has come in by a mighty way. He's come in to dupe many people who have lived righteously, tried to live righteously, but you can't live righteously in your own self. You need my Spirit, says the Spirit of God. And God says, thank you, thank you, thank you, because it's Him that does it. It's not you can't do it in your own puffed up mind, in your own puffed up way, in your own slothful works. You cannot do it, man. You cannot do it, lady. You need the Spirit of God. You need to come into that humility. You must humble yourself before God, before His mighty hand. And the people of God have not humbled themselves to the Spirit of God. Many are haughty in this last days. They're haughty. They think they're somebody. They think they're an overachiever. They know the Word of God. But I say, I, the Lord thy God, see in their heart, and their hearts are very dark. Their hearts are verily far from my Spirit, says the Spirit of God. And I say, unless they clean that heart up, the heart is very devilishly wicked. And that heart needs to be saved. That heart needs to be on fire. That heart needs to be rekindled, saith the Spirit of God. And thou must take time, because my coming is soon. My coming is coming through the clouds of glory. And I'm coming for those who are invested in the Lord their God. For those who have invested in the Lord their God, they will not be ashamed of that day. They will not walk shamefully. But I say for those who have walked the lean way, they went the way of the world, they're going to be ashamed that day. And they will miss out that day because I say, they will say, have not we done many things in your name? Have not we cast out devils? Have not we prophesied? Have not we seen great healings? He says, you workers of iniquity, I know you not. That's very sad, says the Word of God. God wants a holy people, and God doesn't want us playing church no longer. He wants us to be the church, for He is our leader. He shouldn't have to go and knock out our doors way down in Mossville, someplace where we're not supposed to be. God wants us to be our attention to Him alone. He is our allegiance. He is the waymaker. And when people get this through their heads, God will move mightily. But I say, says the Word of God, many have went the lesser way. Many have come in. They're not in the narrow way. They're in the broad way. And through that, many are fallen in the way of destruction. And many shall be at that day. But I say, my coming is soon, my ones. Repent this day. Repent. For I'm here to help thee. I'm here to enable thee. For I'm here to quit speaking, said the Spirit of God. I'm here because I love you. Call upon me while I'm here. For I love thee, said the Spirit of God. I don't even know how to pray after that. I just pray for America this day. I pray for those who have lived loosely, those who have lived in their own limitations, their own callings, and their own frettings, and their own deliverances of themselves. Many have said, they know the way, but in that reality, they don't even know the way where the way is. Many are living in corruption. Many are living in the lifestyle of sin. And God is saying, wake up His people. Wake up, for He loves you. He's given you a heaven that's so magnificent that if you could see it, you would just drool. You would sell everything you had if you could see it, but God's not going to let you see it. You've got to have faith. It's what He says it is. You have to have that faith. Believe it. It's worthy of all things in your life. If you have to give up everything you have to make heaven, it's worth it. Says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Lord, I just love you. And I pray for healing to your good people this day. I pray that you bring healing to America this day. I pray for those out there that the sound of my voice, that if whatever you need, I pray that God will make a way for you. I feel the power of God here in a very special way. I have not felt this way in a long time, but God is truly in our midst. And God wants to hear whatever is on your heart this day. God will hear your cry, and He will save you. He will help you. But you need to separate yourself and follow the things of the Lord. I know there's two services a week that comes from this internet, and you can receive them. You can start learning them, and you can start reading your Bible. You can start praying. You can start growing in the Lord. Just seek Him, and you don't worry what someone tells you. You follow God, and you'll make it there, and you'll be a shining star there, and you'll have reservations there. And God's waiting for you. He's waiting for mankind this day. He waits for us to make that time that we will be with Him. He longs for the time that we will be in His presence. Father God, I thank you for this day. I thank you that you never failed me one time. I've seen you do supernatural miracles. I've seen glorious things take place. And I know that you are the rewarder to those that diligently seek you. And Father, I just give you praise. You're telling me to stop, so I'm going to stop. God bless you all. Amen.